When you don't fully understand something, it's human nature to put your trust in those we believe can help us. So when you receive a phone call from TalkTalk or AOL or Microsoft saying that they can help you because they're aware of a problem on your computer, well, why wouldn't you believe them? Now, many of you listening to this have just gone, because you're only too aware that this is not the case. But others will be wondering why dealing with these people is such an issue. After all, there are often problems with your computer or laptop, and who better than to deal with it than your internet service provider, your ISP, or even Microsoft? Well, the problem is, unfortunately, this is how people get in with these scams. Now, let me explain. Now, for those of you in the know, I would ask you to keep listening in order that you can share this information with those close to you who might be more trusting than you are and therefore possibly take one of these calls. Now, let's be clear. For those of you who have ever rung your ISP, you'll know it's not a pleasant experience, often involving a lengthy conversation just to get through the security before they'll even lift a finger to help you. They never ring you to tell you you've got a problem with your broadband. It's funny that, really, isn't it? You have to ring them. So why would your ISP suddenly ring you to tell you that there's a fault with your computer or laptop? In short, they won't. When you get a call allegedly from your ISP or from Microsoft telling you that there is a problem with your PC, it's a speculative call from a well-coached individual who simply wants you to let them take control of your computer or laptop. I find that so many people will just make do with problems on their PCs that it's almost inevitable that if someone calls and says they're aware of a problem, then of course you're going to go, yes, there is. And this, of course, is where the fraudsters take advantage. Now, it is true that your ISP might ring you, but they're only interested in getting an upgrade to your existing service or to get you to renew your contract. So the message is simple. If you get a call from anyone telling you that they are aware there is a problem with your computer and that they can help, simply tell them you're not interested. And that's the end of the conversation. Just quickly, I need to mention a couple of other ways that you could get caught out, which also involves the phone, but this is actually making outgoing calls. Now, the first of these I mentioned recently, or certainly since Christmas, and relates to malware. This is not a virus, but similar to a virus getting onto your computer, which pops a message up advising you your computer is infected and to phone this specific number. This takes you straight, of course, to the scammers. Not, as you think, Microsoft, because the thing that came up on the screen has Microsoft logos on it. They're just logos. You have been taken in. Basically, call your normal support service. Now, that might be IT know-how, it might be another company, it might be your son or daughter, it might be your mum or dad, it might be your brother or sister. But what you must not do is do not call the number on the screen. The second way you can get caught out with an outgoing call is actually using Google to search for support. Now, if you type in something like TalkTalk support or Hotmail support, it's highly likely that there's a whole host of links would appear on the screen offering you help. Only one of these will be legitimate, and the rest will be scammers waiting on the end of the phone for you to ring through. Now, I would suggest if you're trying to phone your ISP, just dig out the paperwork you had when you originally set up the account. Find something written on there. For those that you're looking for help with something else, maybe your antivirus, maybe again it's an email related problem, something like that, don't go down the route of Googling it to phone somebody. Phone your usual support person, as I mentioned previously. It might always not be the most convenient way to get things sorted because you're using a favour or you're taking their time or something like that. But better that than feeling you've just been scammed and the other person that you might have rung will tell you, please just ring me the next time. So just do that now. There you go. Hopefully this advice has been useful to you. Once again, I'd ask you to share this with people who may not be as aware as you are, if you are aware. For those that have listened to this and actually think, ooh, what was it Martin said again? Of course, you can always pick it up and listen again at the Tone FM website, which of course can be found at tonefm.co.uk.